We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. We've got a lot to discuss today. The day before the NBA draft, we'll get to that. Of course, the Phils last night, bad job in Texas. Two losses in a row. Now, a 4 o'clock game today, so hopefully they can bounce back this afternoon. We'll talk about that. More from John Tortorella as the Flyers' new head coach, the Eagles as well. Really, all of it on the table and all of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, pal. How are you?
I'm good. Boanthropy is a psychological disorder where the sufferer believes he or she is a cow or an ox.
Oh, come on.
They live their lives as cows or oxen.
We're talking about humans?
Human beings. And there was a famous example, Book of Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar actually lived his life away from humans, grazing like an ox.
Get out of here.
In fields.
It's, is this real?
It's boanthropy, man. It's real.
How many people suffer from it?
Not like, many.
Yeah. Two.
I would imagine.
One. Negative one.
It's made up?
What in the made up? Yeah, Seltzer goes with the made up variety. All right, let me tell you what's not made up. Phils have had a good June, but look, this is not a, I want to be so clear out of the gate. This is not a sky's falling viewpoint, all right? The Phillies obviously have had a great June. They've had a stumble here the last 2 days, and that's okay. It's not the end of the world. Far from it. But I will say, watching that game last night, I'm watching and I'm thinking, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm concerned about the Phillies. And I want to find out, 215-592-9494, if others had a similar line of thinking as I did while watching that game last night. And I want to tell you why. First off, John, the first thing that struck me, I mean, after you find out Bryce Harper's out of the lineup, and he hopefully will be back today, if not today, hopefully tomorrow. Like, he'll play soon. But the first thing that struck me is when NBC Sports Philadelphia flashes the lineup on the screen, like the game's about to start. Tom McCarthy was like, here's the starting lineup. I look at it, and there's not one player hitting 300. And then I'm looking a little closer, and I'm like, all right, the highest guy batting average is Didi, and he was in like the 270s before the game started. He has since gone down. After that, the next guy's batting, I think it was 251 entering the game. So I'm like, that's not so good. No, obviously that's without Bryce. That hit me. Then I'm watching the game, and I'm like, all right, well, Didi's back to stinking. He stinks again. He had like 3 good weeks. But he stinks. Didi stinks. He's going to finish hitting 230. We all know that they got a nice little surge for about 3 weeks there, but he's going right back to what we expected, so he stinks. All right, the bottom of the lineup, 7, 8, 9, stinks. It's horrible. And remember, guys, this what I'm saying here is not to rag on the Phils. What I'm saying is, in a season in which they're going to have to work at it to make the playoffs, they're going to have to work at it to get to 88, 89, 90 wins to get that third wild card, which is obviously going to be at a higher number than we initially expected. A loss like last night, and it's nothing about Kyle Gibson. He was fine. He goes 6 1/3, gives up 3 runs. Like, that's fine. But I'm looking at the bottom of the lineup, terrible. I'm looking at no 300 hitters, and frankly, no one even close when Bryce is out. I'm looking at the end of the game when Familia comes in, and I say to myself, why haven't we talked more about Dave Dombrowski? I mean, the reality is, Dave Dombrowski got handed a tough situation from the standpoint Matt Klintak did not have a ton of young talent here. We all know that. Okay. Not great, but it is what it is. So what is Dombrowski going to do? He's going to throw John Middleton's pocketbook, his wallet, his purse, whatever you want to call it. He's going to sign a lot of guys. He's going to trade for people that make a lot of money. Cool. Okay, good. So who were his choices in the bullpen? Who were his main choices this year in the bullpen? Who were the two guys making the most money this year in the bullpen? I'll answer the question. Corey Knebel, who has been a disaster, And as we saw yet again last night, Familia, who's been a disaster the whole way through, Knebel at least gave it 2 good months, then fell off a cliff and seems unpitchable right now. Familia last night, I mean, the manager is basically begging the guy to just give him some innings at the end of the game so he doesn't have to go to other pitchers that affects today's game and tomorrow's game. But he had to take Familia out because Familia was getting hit so hard in the eighth inning, 2 home runs. That guy is horrendous. That guy and the other guy, Knebel, were the choices of Dombrowski. What is my point? My point is, while the Phillies are at the very least an average team, I'm watching that game and I'm saying to myself, they just might not be good enough to make the playoffs. That's what I'm thinking. Now, I know we did a poll a couple days ago, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. We did a poll a couple days ago on Monday, and 66% of respondents said they expect the Phillies to make the playoffs. Come October, the Phillies are back in postseason baseball, and I hope like heck you're right, the 66%. But I'm watching that game, and I'm saying, I don't think so. John, talk to
me. Come on, man. Look, it was frustrating to watch last night. Yes, I'll agree with you there. But it doesn't change the fact that this team feels like they've got a new lease on life with the manager situation. We were dealt a tough hand last night. Again, well, we're dealt a tough hand right now with you talk about batting averages. Gene Segura out until August.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper dealing with the infection from the blister. We don't have our top two guys at plate. So, yeah, that makes it tougher. But, Joe, they had a bad game. They had a couple bad games. And that's the first time they've lost back-to-back games in Rob Thompson's tenure, and now you're panicking. The first time they've lost back-to-back games in this new manager's tenure.
And I said
they're
to myself,
15-4 this month.
I know, John.
Joe, they've been playing without their best player and their leader, and he's about to come back. And by the way, he's actually gotten better at hitting, I think, with all the extra swings he's getting as a DH.
He's amazing.
Yeah, it messed up his hand, but I think he's actually more consistent as a hitter. Perfecting his craft. They were not good last night, but that's the outlier. And it's not their identity. You got to expect realistic evaluation by Rob Thompson and his coaching staff, and then corrections. And they'll get things fixed. We have Schwarber getting on track. We have Reese last night. Man, 3 walks. You know, that's nice seeing some old Reese come back.
Sure.
We're still waiting for Castellanos, but I do think that'll happen. I just don't expect him to be athletic in right field anytime soon. I'm not going to, jump in whatever pool this is you're swimming in.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
But
do you understand? It's not panic. I actually think it's reality. John, let me give you.
The reality is this team is solid and they believe and they are a better team than the individuals. Like the sum of the individuals makes a solid whole.
I don't know.
And they're going to win more games than they lose. Here's what I expect. I expect them to scrap and figure out ways to win series, for the rest of the season, because I think Rob Thompson wants that to be their identity. I expect them to be smart at the plate. I expect them to, move base runners and do some of those little things. They take pride in scrapping, and they're going to scrap out these series. When they win more series than they lose, they end up with a record that is significantly better than what we've ever seen while we've done our show.
Look, everyone's opportunity to weigh in. I mean, your reaction to last night's game. I'm curious, what were you thinking while you're watching that game or listening to it here on WIP? And obviously, just big picture on the Phillies, who have had a marvelous, magnificent month of June. I mean, 15-4, you got to be kidding me.
You expect them to lose today? I don't. This is all doom
look,
and gloom
probably,
from you.
No, probably
today,
not.
Today,
no,
they're going to
kick
butt.
Wheeler's out there.
Okay. Yeah.
But what about, and again, I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. Are you concerned on the Phillies? Let me make this real simple, John. Let me make this really simple. I'm watching that game. I mean, the end of the game when Familia's in there, and just the slop. And it was total slop. And I'm thinking to myself, the Phillies will probably miss the playoffs because Dave Dombrowski made the wrong choices in signing Corey Knebel and Familia. Like, you can make a case when all is said and done, it will be that simple. That they will miss the playoffs by 2, 3, or 4 games because these guys will cost them 6, 7, 8, or 8 games. I mean, we got to say, James, how many games as of right now? We're in June 22nd. Right now, compared to other pitchers that could have been signed for the same price tag that Knebel and Familia got. So I'm not comparing them to the worst pitchers in baseball. I'm comparing them to relief pitchers to get a little bit of coin, like solid coin.
Sure.
How many games would you say those two guys alone have already cost the Phillies?
Oh, man. I mean, you would have to say at least like 5 or 6.
Right. I agree with you. Sure. I think it's about 5 or 6.
Okay, they've been bad. But, Joe, we've got other guys in our bullpen, and we will add to this bullpen. Of that, I'm convinced. We've got other guys that they can use with more consistency, like Sir Anthony, like Connor Brogdon. Look, Brad Hand, he's better than Familia.
Well, he's one of their top three. It's Brad Hand, it's Connor Brogdon, and it's Sir Anthony. That's your bullpen.
Yes, and they can use those guys more. Last night, man, we didn't. We know Familia is just – it's pointless to even try.
It's horrendous, John.
But I do think Knebel, it's something physical. Now, I get so frustrated watching him try to do anything on the mound. But he wants this season had a good curveball. Now it's vanished. Like I think it's a physical malady. I think he needs to get right. He can get that back. If he does, that'll help a lot. But the bottom line, I do not fear the bullpen's future because I do think we'll add.
Well, it might take in the next month we will add. Well, they better. I mean, I don't think Dombrowski's getting the proper heat for the decision to bring in Knebel and Familia, who've just been awful. Look, 215-592-9494. We can react to last night's game. If you view it as a positive that this 15-4 more rules the day, cool. I mean, that's your viewpoint. That's your vantage point. And obviously the Phillies have had a good month. But I look at them and I say, I think they're flawed to the point where they probably in the end won't get there. And I'll just say this and then write to the phones.
Man,
I'm probably the only guy that thought of Chip Kelly last night, but I'll say it. And it's not even just Chip. It was Howie and the 2014 Eagles. The 2014 Eagles missed the playoffs, in part because Nick Foles got hurt, but in part because they didn't have cornerbacks. They didn't have cornerbacks. They had the wrong cornerbacks. I remember being at that game when Dez Bryant caught those 3 touchdown passes. The Eagles lost whatever they lost to Dallas. Like, they didn't have cornerbacks. They missed the playoffs. I remember a Philly season where they trotted out David Bell for an entire season when they shouldn't have, and they missed the playoffs because they made the damn freaking dumb decision to play David Bell every day.
Okay.
There are years when you can say, this is why my team missed the playoffs.
Hey.
And what I'm telling you, John, is I watched that game last and I said to myself,
they had
the
a bad
Phillies
game.
Are probably going to miss the playoffs.
They're not.
Because Dombrowski signed the 2 damn wrong relievers.
Okay, and one of them will get healthy and be better, and the other one we just
don't
need
man.
To use. We'll sign someone else. Here's the point. Like, I can't believe you're dwelling on 2 of the worst games we've seen them play with Rob Thompson as their manager. I can't believe where we've come from, Joe.
Yeah.
As a show, watching these Phillies teams,
yeah.
Think about where we've come from. We had one pitcher, and every September, he'd forget how to pitch. We had one guy who could hit.
Yeah.
And maybe Mikel Franco, like, I don't know, he had a walk-off, and then that lifted our hopes for him.
Sure.
It felt so inconsistent. We had one star on the offensive side, and it was Rhys Hoskins. We had one pitcher, and then we had a bunch of also-rans. And those teams were .500. Right now, I don't feel like this team is at risk to go any, that .500 pattern that we're so familiar with. This is a much better team, and they've got a much easier schedule for the rest of the season.
Well, let's see what everyone thinks. I mean, 215-592-9494 obviously gets you into the show. I'll say this right now, at the end of the calls. I hear you, John. The Phillies are better than they were those years. I agree with you. But the goal wasn't to become better. The goal was to become good enough. And I am concerned the Phillies might not be good enough. 215-592-9494. Are they, in your opinion? Are you concerned about the Phillies, or are the 2 games, both of which have been without Bryce Harper, just a little blip on the radar of a team that showed us in June they can play not only good but great baseball? Where do you stand? Let's kick it off with Colin in Washington Township. Good morning, Colin.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Colin.
Yeah, so I am a little worried that this team might not be good enough to make the playoffs. I mean, we can't develop any pitchers, it seems, and we don't have much of a bullpen, and half the fans wanted to run Hector Neris out of town. Well, you got your wish. The problem is when you completely rework your bullpen every year, you're only getting someone else's leftovers. You're only getting somebody else's Hector Neris. So that's kind of what we have right now. And, you know, Neris would probably be our second best reliever right now, maybe third. So I'm definitely missing him. I didn't understand the hatred for him. He just wasn't a closer. I get it. And I also feel like I got to throw some shade at Nick Castellanos. Maybe I can turn him around too. I mean, we know he's not going to get better as a right fielder. Actually, that reminds me. Did you hear on that Peacock game? I think they called him Mr. Right Field or Mr. Right Fielder or something. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if anyone else noticed that.
Did they get him confused with Roberto Clemente out there? Are they not understanding what a great right fielder looks like?
Has he made any, like, quasi-athletic plays in right
one.
Field
he made
this
one.
Season.
Yeah.
This whole
season. I think it was in Atlanta. He made, like, kind of a running, jumping catch in Atlanta.
Yeah, but even that, it wasn't something to write home
he's
about.
He's a horrible outfielder. He's
How is it he never gets to the ball?
He shouldn't be playing right field.
He never gets to the ball.
He shouldn't be there.
So many balls drop to the ground. He's a left fielder at best,
and he shouldn't even be playing that, but he's a left fielder at best. He's out of position because Bryce Harper can't play.
There's no range
And again, the general – I always call him the general manager. He's not the GM. Whatever the heck Dombrowski's title is. He signed or already had about four DHs. They are flawed in that Bohm, Hoskins, Castellanos, and Schwarber probably should all be a DH.
Yeah, and you know they're going to keep playing there, unfortunately, as we know, because Bryce isn't getting back in the field.
Correct. So
we know we're going to be a bad team defensively. Bohm is just – not only is he physically bad, there's been twice this year where he's fielded a ground ball, looked at a runner coming straight at him, and then tried to throw it to first or second.
Yeah, like, but Colin, at least to Bohm's credit, he has gotten better. I mean, he has stabilized the ship from where he was in the first 2 weeks.
He had that nice catch up against the dugout.
Yeah, he's rebounded.
They're few and far between, though, those good defensive plays that make you go, wow.
Sure. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bob in Springfield. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I'm not really concerned about the Phillies, you know, but my concern is the amount of talented teams there are in the National League.
Well, that's my point. I mean, I get John's point the Phillies should be above 500. I agree, and they are. But my point is, will they be good enough to get to 88, 89, 90 wins to beat the Giants, the Padres, and all those other teams?
Right. I mean, you know, they're like the 15 now, you know, and they got to, you know, there's nothing they can do other than win. They can't control the other team's destiny.
Well, to John's point, they can make trades, but I think John overrates the extent to which trades will help the Phillies. I mean,
I think you underrate the extent to which we'll trade because of what we saw the last several years where they were afraid to spend across the luxury tax threshold. They've already spent across it. And now, so that does help our cause.
I mean, it does. You're right. The fact that they are already over it so they can just keep going over it, I agree with you. That does help. But they don't have the greatest bevy of prospects. I don't think Dombrowski's got the greatest track record, at least in the last year and a half that he's been here, of acquiring good players or good enough players in those situations. I mean, some of the guys you traded for last year, disaster. Ken Abel and Familia signings, disasters. So, no, I'm not a big, you know.
Garrett Stubbs isn't a disaster.
No, but he's the backup cat.
Okay.
But you're right.
He can have a bigger role. It was a nice addition. I really like him.
Bob, go ahead, buddy.
Joe, Ken Abel is going to come around. I think he is. That's just my opinion.
He can't be worse.
Hey, listen, I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday, but I had the winner to your contest.
Oh, you could have won and you didn't get in. What was your answer going to be?
Well, you know, what did you say, the longest thing?
What's long?
Yeah, well, for it wasn't me, but it was John. John's ride in from Mechanicsburg for the first 6 months.
Pretty good answer, man.
That would have been a good answer,
I tell you, Bob, that's a really – John, you – I mean, that was rough for you.
That
man.
Was so rough. I remember talking. Like, we used to have conversations, be like, dude, you got to move here. Like, enough of this. You can't keep doing this. I remember that vividly.
It was trying.
And I do think, and I'm not ripping you, I just want to be clear, I do think it affected your preparation for the show.
I was exhausted.
I don't want to say your interest in the show, but it was hard for you to be as invested as I think you would have been if you were living here. And to your credit, you corrected that situation, moved here, and things took off. James, what do you got in there?
Yeah, we got some Sixers news, some ownership news. Woj tweeting out, Fanatic CEO Michael Rubin, a prominent minority owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, is selling his stake in the Harris Blitzer Sports Entertainment Company that owns the Sixers and the New Jersey Devils. Team officials told ESPN on Wednesday. He goes on to say, Rubin, whose sources say holds a 10% equity share in HBSC, is divesting his 11-year stake in NBA and NHL franchises because of looming conflicts in the expansion of his Fanatics business into sports betting and individual player partnerships.
Wow. Well, first off, good, because I couldn't stand that guy owning the Sixers. I mean, I just thought he was just a wannabe hang-around celeb guy.
Yeah, I do think he gave them some like, players like him and stuff, though.
I don't care.
I know, but that's the NBA now.
James,
do you think it's good
to start player parties, parties with the owner?
I hate it.
So good.
Get that guy out of here.
But
NBA players like that. I mean, to your point, you lament this stuff, but the NBA is where it is. It is what it is. Like, it's foolish to say I want it to be the way it used to be instead of embracing what it is and just dealing with it.
Well, he just annoyed me, so I'll just leave it at that. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, the fact that he's out, John, because essentially his empire got so big that the Sixers are now too small for him. I mean, that is like... holy mackerel, man. This guy wants to get into the world of, you know, sports betting and all that goes with that. And, of course, I can understand how that can run into conflicts with certain business interests. And, you know, maybe it was the league, maybe, that said, you know, to the Sixers, like, you got to pick. You can't go after owning this and being involved in this and also being a Sixers owner. And
sure.
So the end of Michael Rubin with the Sixers.
They've got rules. They've got bylaws. He's now sort of in conflict with them. So
John, what do you think?
I think I agree with Jimmy. What? He was a guy who, had a stake in the team that the players kind of liked and they would probably talk to and be, you know, open with. I don't know. I didn't mind him.
Oh, I couldn't stand him.
He seemed like someone who the players, I don't know, gravitated towards more than they would Josh Harris.
Well, probably. I mean, I'm sure that's true. Seltzer, Richie, you guys want to go in and try to buy the 10% of the Sixers?
Ooh, good idea, Joe.
Because then we can try to enact positive change. Actually get them to
GoFundMe.
That's cheapy, though. When you do the GoFundMe thing, that just looks weak. What about we call up Askin? I mean, Howard probably – come on, man. He's like 70 years old. He's probably got some coin in his years.
Yeah, he should.
John, if we get Askin, get Angelo.
Angelo would be important in this,
Who else? Who else here? We got to get – I mean, because we want to try to do well by the Sixers. I mean, to buy 10% of the Sixers, that's – yeah, that's a big chunk of money
It's important. And you know what? Unlike Will Smith, we'll be courtside every game. Don't you worry about that.
That's right.
We'll show up.
We're not going to abandon. You know, Will Smith buys the Sixers, supposedly buys the Sixers, 0.00001%, then never shows up. 215-592-9494. If you want to weigh in on that, Michael Rubin news that he is taken off from the Sixers. They have become too small for his global business interest. You can weigh in on that again, 215-592-9494. Plus, something John Tortorella said. When he said it, when I heard it, I thought of John Ritchie because I thought, man, John's going to like this the way this guy operates. How he plans to build, at least in part, to build toughness and to weed out the weak. What John Tortorella, the Flyers' new coach, said, we'll play that for you. We'll rock all your calls. We'll get into the 76ers as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.